Welcome, everyone. I am Rishabh Gogia, Senior Solutions Consultant at Ace Cloud Hosting, and I'm excited to have you all here today with us. At Ace Cloud Hosting, we specialize in making QuickBooks Enterprise more accessible, secure, and efficient through our cloud hosting services. Before we dive in, let's take a moment to introduce our special guest. Joining me today is Nate Flick, Senior Partner Development Manager at Intuit. Nate, welcome.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for having me, Rishabh. I'm excited to talk about our partnership in QuickBooks Enterprise with Ace Cloud and kind of all the value that can bring. So excited to dive into this. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Okay, so before we get into the deeper technical aspects, let's start with the basics. What is Ace Cloud Hosting? You know, Ace Cloud Hosting is an Intuit authorized QuickBooks hosting provider with over 14 plus years of experience in cloud solutions. We provide businesses with secure, scalable, and high performance hosting for QuickBooks Enterprise. And of course, our cloud solutions comes with 99.99% of uptime, a multi-layered security, 24/7 technical support, and seamless remote access. Now, I would just want to give you a brief of our global presence across the globe. So we have 15 plus years of experience in this industry with more than 10 data centers across the United States. We offer 24/7 365 support, as you're already aware now, and we are partners with some big names out here, like AWS, Microsoft, VMware, Citrix, Veeam, and of course, Intuit. So before we actually get into more details, let's see what we are going to cover today, starting with why businesses are shifting to hybrid model, the challenges of traditional remote access methods, then coming on to how hosting QuickBooks Enterprise in the cloud solves these issues for you guys, security and compliance best practices, most importantly, how to choose the right hosting provider, and of course, live question and answer session at the end of this webinar. And for all our attendees, we do have a special gift at the end of the webinar. So I would say stay tuned, wait for the end, and we will definitely be unlocking something great for all of you guys. Okay, so let's get started. Over to you, Nate.
Love that. Thanks so much, Rishabh. So as Rishabh was saying, there is a special offer at the end, so make sure you stick around. So I'm going to dive right in and talk about why hybrid work is here to stay. So we all know during COVID, the world changed, right? And I think a lot of us obviously had its challenges of trying to go remote so quickly. For people like the customers of Ace Cloud Hosting, it was a walk in the park because they were already used to working remotely, having a more seamless work remote, like kind of, you know, access to their file share and things like that. So hybrid work is not something that was, 2020 to 2022 problem or something or a solution that's gonna only be around for 2 years. Like, this is something that is here to stay. As you all know that are on this call, like many of you probably work remotely, right? Or you work hybrid and you're in the office 2 days a week and the other 3 days you're home. Ace Cloud Hosting provides a solution that makes sure that you're just as efficient when you're in the office as you are when you're home, right? So the pandemic just accelerated that shift to hybrid work and proving that it's viable. And in a lot of ways, it's a lot more productive, right? You can see some numbers here. I'm not going to go through every single one of these stats, right? But there's a lot of reduced business costs when it comes to implementing a hybrid work solution like a hosted solution like Ace Cloud. And we're going to get into the QuickBooks Enterprise side of that specifically, but overall, Ace Cloud isn't a one-trick pony with just QuickBooks Enterprise. There are lots of different benefits to having this nice hybrid environment, including cost savings, reduced office space, IT infrastructure savings. It could go on and on, right? So And not to mention that, but the more intangible things like improved product roadmaps, quicker timelines, employee productivity, and not listed here, but I would say one of the coolest things about a hybrid work environment is just like better mental health, right? And so these guys are out here doing the good work, making sure that we're all staying sharp out there. And so we're going to get into kind of our first poll. I'll let you introduce this, Rashab.
Sure. So now we have our first poll coming up for all the audience. Before we go further, actually, audience, let's hear from you guys. How did your firm transition to hybrid work?
Go ahead and answer that. We'll give you 15, 20 seconds to get your final answers plugged in.
You have the pop-up on your screen, guys. Just vote, and we'll get to the results shortly.
All right, we'll get you about 5 more seconds, and we'll hop into the next slide. So get your answers in. All right, off to the races. Here we go. So we're going to talk about QuickBooks Enterprise. So if you're on this webinar, I'm assuming you have some exposure to QuickBooks. If you don't, today is your lucky day. You're learning this for the first time. So QuickBooks Enterprise is a desktop solution. Okay, it's not in the cloud already. It's a desktop solution. It is on a physical server, in a storage space, and a lot of times in a closet somewhere. What Ace Cloud does is they bring this product to the cloud, so you have access to it, obviously, right? Ace Cloud Hosting, right? Let's put that together. So QuickBooks Enterprise, I'm going to talk just about the features of this first, right? So we all know we have QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Online Advanced, all the different versions of QBO. What you may not know is that QuickBooks Enterprise, pound for pound and feature to feature, is still the most robust solution in the QuickBooks product suite. So everything from accounting to inventory management to advanced reporting, pricing rules, all the things listed here. I'm not going to go through each one of these, but higher scaled users, right? You can have up to 40 users with QuickBooks Enterprise versus 25 with QBO Advanced, the top tier of QBO. You also can have up to 1 million customers on QuickBooks Enterprise, right? So this isn't your QBO that has limits for small to medium business. We're talking about mid-market all the way up to that early enterprise, hence the word QuickBook, hence the name QuickBooks Enterprise, right, you guys? So talking about as far as product build, QuickBooks Enterprise is still kind of the golden standard for QuickBooks as far as what functionality it offers you, right? There's a ton of pre-built customized reporting. There's a ton of industry-specific reporting. And then when it comes to the inventory and order management space, which to me, I came from an inventory solution before coming to Intuit, so I have a lot of experience in this field. QuickBooks Enterprise definitely has the title is like functionality king in that regard as well, right? You can manage inventory across warehouses, multiple buildings, multi-level categorization, meaning you can track something. You can have a class on an inventory, and you can also have a serial number on an inventory item, right? And a lot of that functionality is limited in QBO. It's getting there, but it's not quite there, you guys. Like QuickBooks Enterprise is still kind of that golden standard. I hear a lot of people, I work with partners all the time, I work with customers all the time with my partners. I hear a lot of people that are like, well, you know, QBO, I feel like it's going to get that functionality. And maybe that's true at some point, but it's not even close to the story now. QuickBooks Enterprise has so much advanced functionality. And the only thing that it may not have on QBO is that it's not cloud-based. But hey, that's why we're in this webinar today, because Ace Cloud can solve that one grievance. So I'm going to go to the next slide here. But if you guys, as we're going through this, if you have questions about what we're talking about, you don't need to wait till the end. Throw them in the chat, so then when we get to the end, we can get through your questions, okay? So coming to the next slide here, we're talking about why some of these old methods don't work. When we say old methods, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about VPNs. You've heard of VPNs, right? Connecting your office to the server, depending if someone's out of the office, right? File sharing tools. Hey, can you drop this into your Dropbox? Put this in Google Drive so that I can access it, right? We've all been through that headache where, oh, hey, looks like I don't have access. Can you please open that up? Like, how many back and forth emails have we all been in trying to get access to a basic functionality? It's 2025. You should be able to drag and drop things wherever you want and have everybody see them whenever they want to see them. And then also just a local service. I want to touch on this a little bit. I don't want to go too far off tangent, but I come from, again, inventory management space. So QB Enterprise is near and dear to me here. But one of the things I used to do for my previous company is I would go on site and do on-site trainings all around the United States. I'd be in Nebraska one day, the next day I'd be in West Virginia at a sawmill, right, where they're cutting different sizes of wood in there and they're selling wood. And the next day I'd be in a manufacturing plant where they're making car parts. I cannot tell you how many servers I found in the worst situations sitting in a closet literally full of sawdust for the one in West Virginia. Sawdust all over it. I had to blow the keyboard to see what I was typing. Like, it's pretty crazy the vulnerability that's out there for these servers. And, you know, it's not the project manager's fault or it's not the warehouse manager's fault. They don't know. They're not paid to be an IT expert. They're paid to make sure that they get their product out the door. And so a lot of the times they kind of neglect. Those servers are sitting in situations where if like a little bit of water gets into that closet and that server goes out, like that company is toast for at least 3-4 weeks until they can get a new server in. It's not like you can't just go to Best Buy and buy a laptop and be like, hey, we're good to go. Like, these servers are a big deal. And it's hard to stress enough how important it is to have your server in a good condition, making sure it's operating, and also making sure it was set up correctly. We're going to get some of that in a second, but you know, the problems, you see them here: slow, unreliable, frequent disconnections. Like, I can't tell you how many times we got calls. You know, we get calls today, hey, I can't get my QuickBooks on because, well, yeah, the power out, the thing's going to take 30 minutes to reboot. Sorry, like, we can't do anything. File sharing tools, again, I'm not gonna hammer that again. But and then lastly, if you're a business owner watching this, this should be the most important thing to you, is high cost. Like, if you guys have a server, when you go to re-update that server on the latest and greatest software updates, it's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be cheap. So keep that in mind as we go in. And Ace, I know that, you know, I don't want to tease it too much, but these guys have an offer for you at the end of this webinar. And keep all those things in mind as you kind of go through cost analysis and things like that when we talk about the price of a cloud server like Ace Hosting. So, Rishab, I'm going to let you take this poll for the audience.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Nate, for that information. So now we come up with our poll number two, wherein I would like to know, how do you actually access QuickBooks remotely?
All right, get those answers in. I wish we had the Price is Right music playing, you know? All right. I'll give about 10 more seconds, and then we're going to move on to our next slide. So get those answers in. How are you doing it now? Right? Well, you got to be honest. How are you doing now? Not what do you wish you were doing? How are you doing it right now? How do you currently access? Okay. We're going to move on. So one of the things, so we talked about QuickBooks Enterprise. We've talked about what a cloud solution is for and why you have a cloud solution. So now let's talk about QuickBooks Enterprise as a cloud solution. Okay. So imagine you can have all the functionality of QuickBooks Enterprise, but then you can access it on the cloud. And then you can have people in your office access it, whether Johnny is in the office or he's at his home because his kid is homesick from school, he's going to be just as productive at his house as he would be in the office, and you don't have to worry about that. Okay. So, you know, what Ace Cloud Hosting offers is QuickBooks Enterprise in the cloud, stored securely on the internet, not in your office. Okay. So this lets people work in the same files together from anywhere. It's way faster and more reliable than some of those old solutions. You may say, well, we use a VPN. Hey, I would love to know how long it takes you to log into that VPN. I type pretty fast, and I have never been able to get in less than minimum 10, 15 minutes. And that's assuming my computer stays on and, you know, and plugged in all day long, right? Like, that's multiple times a lot of times because they have automatic timeouts, things like that. All their data is secured in a centralized location. There's compliance metrics put in place, real-time backups. So if you have a flood in your office and your power goes out and all of your computers go out, guess what? Doesn't matter, because Ace Cloud has your backup 3 minutes before that happened, 2 minutes before that happened. So, you know, it's not going to be a business altering event. Whereas if you did have that server in your computer and something like that happened, like, good luck. You would be in bad, bad, bad shape. The other thing is, you know, we talked about this, boosting team productivity, just making sure that you can get in and out of the file so then you don't have to wait for the server to reboot, or you don't have to wait for Johnny to get back from his house because he had to take his kid back to school. He's feeling better, right? You're like hours and hours. All of these little tiny decisions in your business start to add up, and that time equals money. We all know that. If you guys are, you know, on here, you definitely understand that that time equals money, right? So the other thing I want to talk about before I move on to the next slide is just talking about how, you know, uninterrupted workflow is something that is very valuable. And I think it's underrated in a lot of companies to think, you know, if I have to log out, a lot of times you're in the middle of doing something, especially when it comes to QuickBooks Enterprise. Think about what you're doing. You're looking at reports, you're managing your inventory, you're getting you're looking at your ledgers, you're looking at your COGS reporting, things like that. Like, it's hard to get into that in the first place, to like get really focused. But when you start to have interruptions like that, it's not just a 5 minute interruption. You have to get back into the file. You have to get back into that headspace. So I think a lot of that stuff is not talked about. And then the last thing I'll say about this is 24/7 managed support from this team is crazy. Like, that's invaluable, whether it be the Christmas holidays towards the end of the year, where I feel like between December 15th and January 15th, it's impossible to get hold of anybody, right? You know, hey, even into it, we're from December 23rd to January 2nd. I'll admit it, we shut down a little bit. It's harder to get a hold of us, right? But with the ACE team, like, doesn't matter what day it is, doesn't matter what time of night it is, you're going to get a response. And that kind of goes back to what Rashab was saying about the 99% uptime, which is insane. Like 99.99, actually. So meaning like they're never down. They're never, ever, ever down. Doesn't matter.
Not more than 27 minutes in a year. So that sums up to that number, basically.
Yeah, that's insane. 27 minutes in a year. So anyways, just want to talk about that. So let's dive into the next slide here, the next poll. Rashab, I'll let you take this one away.
Of course. So the next poll comes up on your screen now is, would you consider moving QuickBooks Enterprise to the cloud environment?
All right. Get that poll in there. Get those questions answered.
Security is crucial, guys, but let's get your thoughts on this actually. So let's see what you guys think.
All right, we're going to move on to the next. Get the last one. 3 seconds. Shot clock. All right, here we go. We're on to the next one. Okay, so now we're going to talk about why ACE Cloud Hosting is one of our partners, why I'm even sitting in this chair, right? I could be anywhere right now, but I'm sitting here with our awesome partners, ACE Cloud Hosting, okay? First of all, I want you to understand something that they're going to be humble about. It is really, really hard to become an Intuit authorized hoster. I know this because the previous company I was at, we tried to do it and we failed. We could not do it. It was really, really, really hard. Tons of time, tons of compliance hoops to jump through. I don't know how else to describe them. It is very, very, very difficult to become an Intuit authorized hoster, okay? So these guys have that badge of honor. That means they've been insanely thoroughly vetted by our team, by our security team. They have all the right certs. They go through they go through the ringer to get this. So I want to start with that, because I don't think Rashab's going to brag about that, but these guys are awesome. They went through all of the vetting to do this. They've been a partner of ours for nearly 20 years now. Rashab, is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Long time. Okay. They're USA. They have USA based data centers. Why that's important is if something happens, let's say they're based, I don't know, I'm just pick your country. I'm not going to single anybody out. Let's say they're based somewhere outside the US and some political conflict happens or something happens, natural disaster, lots of stuff, right? Pick whatever it could be. And that hosting data center goes down. Any customer in the US is going to be, they're going to be out of luck, right? These guys have USA-based data centers. They have them in places around the U.S. that are graded for basically, you know, near to nothing chance of natural disasters happening. There's only certain places in the U.S. you can put these data centers, and it's not cheap. Like, these guys did, they they've invested in their company. They've invested in your company, making sure that your data is protected. Again, talking about real-time backups, like, you know, how many of your softwares are you using now that you could say has or have a real-time backup within the last 2 minutes for if your software shuts down, right? That especially the ones that are desktop-based. I bet it's close to zero. Again, not going to harp on the 24/7 hosting support again, but I've talked to these guys. I've been on with many of their support team. Awesome team across the board. Not only do you want a team that's going to help you out, but a team that's going to be really awesome and actually care about your business. So these guys aren't going to be your run-of-the-mill support team where you're waiting 3 hours to get on the phone with someone. I've talked to many of their team, many of their sales team, many of their marketing team, many of their support team, and you have the A team with these guys. They're awesome. Not, hey, that there's a thing, Ace Cloud, right? The A team. So, and then the last thing I'll talk about is enterprise grade security. So these guys have measured, some of this stuff may not make sense to you guys, but MFA, data encryption, they've been SOC 2 certified, which if you're in the IT space, that stuff is very, very, very hard to get. Just making sure that your data is encrypted, especially right now, there are so many AI based threats that are out there that are very, very hard to detect. I fall for them on my own into an email all the time. Like, Hey, your order from, you know, your order's here, click on the link. And I'm like, oh, did I order something? Maybe I did. Don't click on the link, right? Like just dumb things like that. These guys have all the tools to make sure that that kind of stuff doesn't happen within your server. And when we're comparing that to the alternative of having a physical server in a warehouse behind one locked door that could easily be hidden with a hammer and you guys could be compromised, I think that's where it really starts to get real for companies. Is like, wait, I'm one hammer strike away from being, you know, having someone put a malware into a USB, and now all of a sudden it's going to start taking every single payment information that somebody puts in through our website or something like that, right? So having it hosted by these guys, knowing what they know, and also like I'm not like a lot of the companies I used to go on site for that had these servers. Again, it's the warehouse manager managing where that server is, or it's the product manager or the project manager. None of these people have IT in their title or in their experience. These servers are super hard to set up, let alone to protect and maintain. So I don't know. I've always been like, let the pros do their thing. That's kind of been my mentality in not only in work, but in life. And so I think this is no different, right? Like if that's not your specialty, that's okay. Not everybody's great at everything. Let Ace Cloud do the heavy lifting. Let them do all the security parts that are again, right over my head. Maybe they're not for you, but I am just a common man when it comes to that kind of stuff. So let's get to the next slide here. I really want to talk about this. And Rashad, I may need your help because I want to get your perspective too. So this is a case study from one of their one of Ace Cloud's customers, Montello Advisors. So this is real life, guys. This could be your company. In fact, if you look here on the challenges, you may have some of these same challenges currently as you're watching this webinar. So migrating QuickBooks, we all know migrating QuickBooks from, let's say it's like Pro or Plus to Enterprise, or maybe it's you're getting on Enterprise from a different, completely different solution, or maybe from a NetSuite or an ERP. You want to make sure that data is put in correctly and that data is managed correctly on your QuickBooks Enterprise server. You know, things like lack of security infrastructure, we already touched on that. Inefficient IT management, I think we can all relate to that, right? So they presented this host of problems to the Ace team, the Ace Cloud team, and then they were able to kind of build out these solutions based on their specific needs. These guys aren't a one solution prescription across the board. They look at your situation. Hey, we have an add-on for that. We have this service. We can help with that, you know, and you can see all the different bullet points of the different services that Ace Cloud was able to offer these guys, right? Threat detection time was reduced. Malicious website access attempts went way down. The email-based threats I was just talking about, those are the worst ones. Those were prevented. So those never got to the dumb person like me at the end. It's like, hey, oh, I did order something on Amazon. Click, like, right? Like that stuff doesn't happen. So then you don't have to spend your time mitigating you know, mitigating the situation, and you can spend more time doing what you guys like to do and what you're good at, and that's managing your business, that's managing marketing, it's going to, you know, going forth with sales motions and things like that. Rishab, do you mind chatting about the business benefits, because I know you were involved with this deal? You know, how did you guys help this company?
Of course. So actually, that's incredible, Anit. Thank you for such kind words. So yes, audience, you know, one of our clients, a leading CPA firm, as you already know now, Monotero Advisors, they were struggling with managing QuickBooks, Drake, and Flow Series from an on-premise setup, which they had earlier. They also had some security infrastructure gaps and inefficient IT management. But moving to Ace Cloud Hosting, they actually gained a lot of things. A few of them is real-time access and scalability. Isn't that great, guys? I mean, working with such accounting, tax and accounting softwares and having them access from any remote location and being able to collaborate with other users in real time. And also, they were able to get some enterprise-grade security monitoring with us. And as Nate has already mentioned now multiple times, so 24/7 IT and cloud support was again offered to them as well. All of this resulted, you know, to block 445 ransomware attacks for this client. We also prevented 19% of email-based threats, which included spam, fraud, and malware. And especially during the tax season, I would say many accountants receive emails with such malicious content in it. The subject line would actually sound legitimate, but when you download that particular attachment, it is where everything goes wrong, if it is a targeted or a malware email. But yes, we helped them prevent that as well, and we cut threat detection time by 40% as well, along with blocking 20% of malicious website access attempts, 360-degree visibility with threat and incident reporting, and of course, remote access to QuickBooks Enterprise, Drake, Pro Series with necessary add-ons and integrations. You know, many of our clients usually come in and ask for if they are able to integrate multiple applications with their QuickBooks or Drake or Pro Series. Yes, that is definitely doable with Ace Cloud Hosting. And of course, they did get 24/7 expert support from Ace Cloud Hosting's certified cloud experts and SOC team. So guys, if you are actually interested in reading more about such case studies of our clients, feel free to visit the link you will be getting in the chat shortly.
Awesome. Appreciate that. And so before I move on to the next one, I want to answer one of the questions. Like I said, this isn't your typical webinar. We're going to answer questions as we go, making sure that we don't wait till the end, because we want to make sure there's time for everything. So it looks like there was a question: is payroll integrated in QuickBooks Enterprise, or do we need to purchase that separately? Great question. So QuickBooks Enterprise has a couple different levels. They have silver, gold, platinum, even up to diamond. So QuickBooks Enterprise Gold does come with QuickBooks payroll. And so yeah, completely included in the price. Local server only. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's local or if it's through Ace Cloud. And then your next question is, will it be useful for a firm size of 3? Yeah, absolutely. Like if you have people that are working hybrid, if you're sharing a lot of files, if you want security, like we're talking about, like the things that Rishab just mentioned, then yeah, it definitely can be useful for a firm size of 3. Hopefully that helps. So let me see here. Let's go through one more. Actually, let me take this question right now, and then we'll go to the next slide. And I can't see the whole name. I just say HIMA. So I'm going to call you HIMA. Sorry, I don't see where it says that. So I would like to understand the key differences between Intuit Enterprise Suite and QuickBooks Enterprise. Is it like the online version of QuickBooks Enterprise? That's such a great question, because I could see how that's confusing because of how we named Intuit Enterprise Suite. So Intuit Enterprise Suite is an online cloud-based solution that is essentially QuickBooks Online Advanced, with a couple different things for like multi-entity, multi-dimension. QuickBooks Enterprise is what we're talking about, that is a desktop-based solution that can be upgraded to the cloud through Ace Cloud Hosting. Now, Intuit Enterprise Suite does not have the functionality of inventory. It has reporting. It has some really good reporting, but it doesn't have the inventory side of things. It doesn't have The workflow management for like order management, build to order type things like QuickBooks Enterprise does. So that's kind of the key difference. So think of it into an enterprise suite like QuickBooks Online Advanced plus multi-entity plus dimensions plus some other things coming out, but it's different as far as like QuickBooks Enterprise desktop that we're talking about still has a lot, what's the word? I guess a beefier feature set, more features for sure. And especially when it comes to like inventory, custom reporting, industry reporting and things like that. And more users too. I believe Intuit Enterprise Suite is going to be like more like QuickBooks Online Advanced, where it's, you know, a user limit per entity. QB Enterprise is up to 40 users. So hopefully that helps answer your question. I know that, believe me, when that name came out, we were I got that question all the time. It's like, wait, so is this the cloud version of QuickBooks Enterprise? Yes and no. The other thing, the other reason why they call it Intuit Enterprise Suite is because it has like eventually it's going to have like different access points for different Intuit products, right? Which is why it's not called QuickBooks. So I hope that answers your question. Sorry for the kind of tangent there. So let's get on to the next poll. While we have you guys, Rishabh, I'll let you take this one.
Of course. So here we are with the poll number 4, guys. I do understand security is a key concern when it comes to choosing a hosting provider. So do you actually feel security is an important factor while selecting a cloud provider? Just taking a moment and please vote, guys, so that we can actually come up with answers to your questions here.
All right. Okay, let's give you about 10 more seconds, and we're going to move on to the next section here. Please keep dropping your questions into the chat if you guys have them. We're also going to have time at the end for questions. So if you have some and you're saving them, that's totally fine too. No worries. All right, we're going to move on to the next section here. Hopefully you got your answers in time. So we're going to double down on why security is important and why you should care, right? At the end of the day, you guys are on here. You're spending your time during the day. Why should you care about this? So you should care because your information and if your server gets any malware or gets is non-compliant, or you know, worst case scenario, gets leaks any personal information, it's not just your company information that's at risk, okay? It's your client information. So think about your you know, all your client lists, their contact info, if there's payroll, if you store payment information, any of that kind of stuff. That's completely a risk. Your personal information, meaning you as if you're on this webinar right now, your own personal information, meaning your address, your personal information, your financial details. If you're an employee, the company has your social security number. That, and then just like that can lead to other stuff like, you know, the probable threats of the bottom category here is like identity theft, even more ransomware attacks later on, credential stuffing, like that kind of stuff, right? Where they're going to have access now to 7 different platforms, not just one, because you use the same password, but you would never do that, right? And then the last part of this is just being non-compliant. So not only is your customer's data at risk, and not only is your data at risk, but now you're risking non-compliance. That kind of stuff comes with heavy fines. And there's a lot of laws against like your responsibility as a business to really take care of your customer information and also client information, vendor information. So once you start to go down that road, you can see this bottom section here. It's like, you're going to have a bad reputation. You're going to lose business. You're also going to lose, partner opportunities later on, right? Once you have it, it just takes one time to really take a massive, massive hit to your business. So as far as security and compliance, that's what we're talking about here. Now, how does Ace Cloud kind of prevent this, right? We see what's at stake. We see what could happen. But how does Ace Cloud make sure, and how does cloud security specifically make sure that that doesn't happen, right? Again, 24/7 monitoring and threat detection, making sure that there's incident response and recovery. So if there is ever an incident, like you're going to have real-time support with these guys, you're going to have all the backups, you're going to have all the preventative measures going into the next time, especially with like, you know, not to go back to this point, but with AI threats and how fast everything's changing, you don't want to just say, hey, we got the latest and greatest malware prevention software. We're going to put it on there. Like 6 months later, all of that information could be completely obsolete. The ACE team has a team dedicated to making sure they're staying on top of like, what are the latest, I don't want to say latest and greatest, but what are the latest and greatest threats? Like, the stuff is changing all the time. AI technology is changing all the time. So imagine having a full-time staff on your side that's their entire job is to make sure that they're on top of the latest trends when it comes to malware attacks and email phishing and that kind of stuff. Like, AI is, we all know it's used for a lot of good, but it's also used for a lot of bad. So, the biggest advantage of this from a business perspective is this third bullet point here. If you have somebody, if you're worrying about this IT stuff all the time, you can't focus on your own operations. You can't focus on your own business growth. Giving this to the hands of a professional and that professional being ACE Cloud Hosting, you know, it lets you focus on the fun stuff, in my opinion, right? The sales, the marketing, you're launching new products, you're getting more customers, you're getting more retention, you're doing add-ons to your existing customer base, like all the fun stuff that helps your business grow, and you don't have to be stuck in the compliance and regulatory support, like all that. Let these guys handle this stuff, right? Let them handle the hard IT stuff, and you can really focus on really growing your business. So if you do that, then you get into this nice green area with the smiley face, right? You're staying ahead of threats. You're making sure you have smooth operations. You're a smooth operator, right? You're making sure you're protecting sensitive data of your customers. Your customers trust you. They know that you're going to take care of their data. They don't have anything to worry about. The only thing they have to worry about is getting your latest and greatest product. So let us know if you have any questions about that. So we're going to get into the next. And I believe this is the last poll, right?
Correct. This is the poll number 5. So guys, let's check in. How confident are you in your firm's current security setup? Take a moment to vote for the last time for this webinar.
All right. Those questions in. Looks like we'll get deep. We'll get to your question at the end here is after we get through a couple of these offers when we get to the Q&A. Awesome. All right. So let's get into the Q&A. Rashab, I'm going to lean on you for some of this. The first one, I'll tee it up for you. Will my hosting provider see customer information in the cloud? Great question.
Of course. That's one of the most common questions we get from all our clients, Nate. And to be honest, none of the information is seen by anybody in the hosting vendor's company, apart from the technical guy you're actually speaking with. So let's say something goes wrong and something requires troubleshooting. So the moment when you initiate a chat or maybe give us a call to speak with our support rep is when they actually get access to your server. Other than that, there is no information that anybody can see. And that's one of the most important factors here. So please be assured your information is not being seen by anybody, just the support guys whom you speak with. I hope that great answers question. Your question.
Another question for you. What is the validity of offer? That means.
I believe Deep is talking about the promotion, the offer that we just gave for all our webinar attendees. This offer is only valid for today, end of the day. I request you to fill out the form today itself so that you can actually lock in the $19.50 pricing only. So please feel free to go ahead.
Yeah, great question. From Danny, is there any trial period available?
Of course, Danny. I would say that for all our clients, the first 10 days is the trial period with us, wherein you can actually evaluate our services on first-hand basis and then make a decision, informed decision accordingly. If things work out very well, otherwise you can always ask us and we can just go ahead and cancel the services for you.
Awesome. All right, the next question. What is the process for migrating QuickBooks to the cloud?
Oh, so it's pretty easy, Andrew. I really like that question because usually all the clients want to know that if their QuickBooks will be living on the cloud or will it be on their local machine. So I would say QuickBooks will be living on the cloud moving forward and how we are going to migrate it. So we have a dedicated onboarding team. It's a fully managed service that we provide with you guys. So there's an onboarding team who will be responsible for installing your version of QuickBooks using your license information on a cloud server. And once the server is ready, then my team actually reaches out to you guys remotely and help you with the complete data migration of the QBW files as well. So it's a very seamless migration without any downtime for you guys at all.
Perfect. And I think you answered the second question there, is how long does it take to fully set up from the same person?
Of course. So usually for all our setups, it usually just takes us 3 to 4 hours. However, the data migration call, which will be scheduled with my onboarding team, we would need 1 hour of your time, wherein we don't want your users to work on the QB files or any other application if you're using, so that we can migrate the data and then your users can get back to start working on the same files.
Awesome. Yeah, 1 hour. That's crazy. That's so fast. Okay. another question from, I think, Mandy here. I'm in construction business and I need a webinar on cybersecurity to get assured about the services and how important it is for my business. Yeah, I think Mandy, I mean, I'm not going to answer for these guys, but I'm sure they would love to help you and have that conversation.
Of course.
Yep. Yep. Let's get it set up. So make sure you fill that form out, and I would just put that in maybe in the notes section is like, hey, you know, we're super interested in the security webinar as well. Someone just saying I look like The Rock. I think it might be the bald head. Thank you. I'm an accountant and not really sure if managed security is important for me. Yeah, great question. What would you say to that, Rishabh? So I'm an accountant and not really sure if managed security is important for me.
Honestly, Sean, I would say managed security is the need of the hour for everybody. Just not an accountant, just not a bookkeeper, but everybody who works on a computer. Because when you're working on a computer and it is connected to the internet, there are quite high possibilities that you can get attacked, either by a phishing email, either by downloading something malicious on your laptop, or by a simple ransomware attack, which usually all other affected people face. So, John, I wouldn't say that it is not important for you, but it is definitely important. I would say we can discuss this more in detail, understanding what your current infrastructure setup looks like, and then I can actually help you customize a solution accordingly. So, John, I would request you to just leave your contact number and your email address in the chat, or just fill out the form, and I will get back to you personally myself to discuss this more.
Love that. Appreciate that. That's great. All right, another question. Is it possible to host only the QuickBooks files on the cloud?
So if I understand the question correctly, what this Hema is trying to ask is, if they can host QuickBooks files on the cloud and keep the QuickBooks software on their local. If that is the question, that is technically not possible, because you need QuickBooks on the same platform where your files will be. Because if your files are actually on the cloud and QuickBooks on your local machine, you will always have to first download that particular file from the cloud back to your local, work on it, save it, upload it back to the cloud, and then repeat the process every time. So the ideal situation would be to keep the software as well as the files on the same platform so that they can communicate with each other and you have all the updated files automatically saved on the cloud, and you will be able to work with multiple users at the same time because everything is being saved in real time.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right. Looks like we got a couple more questions as well in the Q&A. I also have my apps like ADP Payroll. Will it sync with QB on the cloud?
Of course. So I would say when we talk about Ace Cloud hosting, we basically provide you with private dedicated servers. So these servers are compatible of hosting all kinds of third-party applications, even if it's ADP Payroll or any other applications that you would like to work with. So there is literally no limitations, unlike any other service providers, wherein they are providing you with a multi-tenant environment. With us, it's a private server, completely customizable, so you can install QuickBooks and all third-party integrations as well.
Awesome. Okay, next question. We were using QuickBooks Online, but it was not able to provide all the features we needed for our construction business. We moved to QB, we moved to QuickBooks Enterprise. we're not aware if this is actually, we didn't know that there was an actual cloud option available. Yeah, that's great. That's a great point. I'm glad that you learned that on this. There's a lot of people that they're in the advanced. Oh, sorry, I'm kind of taking this. They like advanced construction, advanced manufacturing, advanced inventory functionality that you can't do what they need to do on QBO. So this is like the perfect kind of alternative. Is like, oh, I'll keep QuickBooks Enterprise and then I'm going to host this on the cloud. So glad that we were able to educate you. Great question. Next one. Do you offer discounts on licenses as well? I'm assuming QuickBooks Enterprise licenses.
Oh, yes, of course. So as we and Intuit are our commercial partners since almost 15 years now, so we are able to provide you with a 20% discount on your QuickBooks Enterprise licenses as well. So we can actually be a one-stop solution for you guys. We'll help you place the license orders along with hosting it on the cloud as well.
Yep, these guys, I'll second that they work directly with our team. And they're also privy to any promos that come out. These guys get those promos first, which is kind of what they get as being a QuickBooks partner of ours in our QSP program. So yeah, that's a great question. The good thing about that too is they'll manage both the QuickBooks license and your hosted environment. And then I will say, I'm going to take this chance to plug in right now. There's a promo just launched yesterday. 30% off list price for QuickBooks Enterprise for the first 12 months. So that's going to last for the next 30 days. And I can already tell you there's a lot of people that are hopping on that offer today. So if you want, you know, not only 30% or not only 20%, but 30% off for the next 12 months, that's something that only these guys will get. Only our trusted partners get that. So reach out to this team and you might as well, you know, two for one, right? All right. We have a 50 gig of attachment in our QuickBooks Enterprise company. Can we continue with attachments? And can we move this quantity of attachments? That's a great question.
Of course. So as I mentioned, it's a private dedicated server created specifically for your requirements. Hence, we do allocate dedicated storage for your QuickBooks files as well. Oops, right.
Sorry. So
no worries. Yeah. So we will be allocating dedicated storage, which can be used to move all those 50 gigs of QuickBooks files that you're talking about. And even if it's 500 gigs in future, it's a scalable solution with us. So the kind of RAM, the kind of storage you need on the server to work seamlessly, we will be more than happy to provide you with all of that. So yes, it's doable.
Perfect. All right. And the last question I see here, and there may be some more in the chat as well. Yeah, there is. So the last question from the Q&A section is, will I get a session recording? The answer for that is yes, you will get a session recording. So this will be recorded, and I think they're going to send it out to all the attendees, correct, Rashab?
Of course.
Okay, perfect. All right. Trying to get into...
I just saw one more question, I think.
Perfect, yeah.
Moment. So I see that Andrew mentioned I use Pro Series along with QuickBooks. Can I integrate other apps with these software programs on your cloud? Andrew, yes. You can easily integrate all the applications, all kinds of third-party web connectors, or even if there is any other application which has nothing to do with tax and accounting, we can host all of that for you. So there is no limitation with at least Ace Cloud hosting when it comes to hosting your applications. So just do reach out to me and I will help you set up everything on the cloud very seamlessly.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that looks like that is the last question. Rashab, I'll let you kind of take this as far as what next steps are, contact information for your team.
Of course. So as you already see, there's a link on top, or else you can also visit our website, which is on the chat now. I have just mentioned that. Just visit our website. You will see the contact number you can call on, or you can just fill out a web form and ask for me. You can just let them know that we want to speak with Rashab, and I will be glad to assist you all personally myself.
I love that. Rashab sent me. That's what you got to say. And they'll get you over to him. So, well, I appreciate you having me on and letting me talk about the awesome partnership we have with Intuit, the Ace Cloud team. I can't emphasize how awesome this team is, you guys. Like, top-tier team. I work with a lot of partners. I've worked with a lot of partners in the last 15 years of being in the tech space. And it's great to have a partner that's super engaged in just like helping customers. It's pretty rare to get that. A lot of people are kind of out for them and in it for what's in it for me. And like these guys actually care about their customers. So super appreciate everybody coming on today.
Absolutely. It was a lovely webinar, guys. Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to having such more webinars for you guys, wherein we can share some more insights and knowledge about hosting your QuickBooks Enterprise on the cloud, as far as security is also concerned. So feel free to get in touch with me, guys. You can also visit my LinkedIn page. You can directly connect with me. Just ask for me when you call our support or our sales team, and I will be glad to give you a call back or answer your phone. Okay?
Awesome. Have a great rest of your week, y'all. Have a good one. We'll send this recording out to everybody after.
Of course. Have a great day, guys. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.